This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Austin-based author Elizabeth Harris brings us the story of a woman who is a victim of a violent act. In Mayhem, The Three Lives of a Woman, protagonist Evelyn Kunkel-Gant is a victim of sexual assault in 1930s Texas. She is a pariah who never receives any kind of compassion or vindication except through the telling of her story. Elizabeth Harris spoke to Yvette Benavides from her home in Austin.
I didn't set out to write a novel about gender crimes against women, but I ended up doing that. And so as I worked with it, I found out that it became a metaphor for a lot of other things that happened in the novel besides the central story in which two men castrate another. I think that it becomes kind of a metaphor for what the community does to her by cutting her off and exiling her and casting her out. And I think that it becomes a kind of metaphor for what the gender relations between Evelyn and her husband do to their relationship. You know, if they're supposed to be one flesh, they are really, really cut apart by this incapacity to, particularly of the character Les, to listen to his wife.
This woman, this woman with three lives, Evelyn Kunkel-Gant, where did she come from?
The little story in the novel, which the author tells about the origin of the story, is in fact, is essentially true. The bedroom scene in Mrs. Theriault's room never happened as such, but I used to meet home geriatric nurses in small towns in the homes of elderly relatives who were being cared for in their homes, even if they could barely afford it. And this was, I found out since from talking to a lot of people, this was kind of general all over the South, and maybe outside the South, too. This was sort of typical of a certain generation. So her origin really was in a kind of work, a kind of worker that I observed in my childhood. And then I think that the rest of her, her specific character evolved from other choices that I made. For instance, I gave some thought to where I wanted to set that story. It was not a foregone conclusion that it was going to be in Central Texas, but I ended up setting it. I thought about setting it in places, that small towns that my parents were from. My mother's from Northeast Texas, and my father was from the other side of the Edwards Plateau. But I decided to set it in Central Texas, and to give it a rural setting. I chose the rural setting because I thought I know a lot about rural life. I could say that she just grew, but that phrase that she just grew encompasses quite a lot of other things, as you see.
That seems so timely, given what's going on in our country right now. A lot of discussion about women and about sexual assault against women. Was that sort of a deliberate thing on your part to
write
about these women's issues?
Oh, yes. This is what interests me about historical settings for fiction, in my own writing, is the opportunity to think about, imaginatively think about and to write about matters that are still important issues, but to write about them in a different way so that one breaks out of the usual sorts of things that are said about them and comes at the situation in a different way. And a great deal is said about gender relations nowadays and about gender violence and you know, specifically about rape and acquaintance rape. And I was interested in the way that connected, or I became interested. I mean, I didn't start out to write about this, understand. I started out to write about a scandal in this woman's past, but I discovered that it was a kind of sexual scandal. And I ended up being very interested in the ways that men used to treat women, and some men still do treat women, very dismissively, not necessarily taking what they say seriously, taking as the character Les Gant does, to his, you know, eternal regret, although I don't think he ever really understands what he did, but I mean it destroys his life. He just doesn't quite believe what his wife says about Charlie.
Elizabeth Harris is the winner of the Jeevil Press Novel Award. She is a former University of Texas literary professor and will be the guest speaker at the Fall 2016 Social Justice Reading Series at Our Lady of the Lake University. She will read and discuss her novel, Mayhem, The Three Lives of a Woman, on Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of the Lake University.